Good morning, everybody. First of all, I'd like to thank my co-author, Dr. Chad Godsey, and for all the crew for the great contribution for this project. And so to begin with, just showing this graph to represent the evolution in the past 10 years of the soybean production in Oklahoma. So the blue line showing the area planted and the red line showing the yield. And I just want to call attention here for the year of 2009 and 2010, where the 2009 year had less area planted and greater yield. And these 2 years were the years that we did our experiment. So the Oklahoma State is located in the fringe of the traditional soybean production area, and which is a challenge to grow soybean there due to the hot temperatures and the low rainfall that we have. So that makes the selection of planting date and maturity groups important for this state. So the issues of our current system is that planting dates are not well defined for Oklahoma, and the soybean varieties are not developed specifically for the Oklahoma state. So historically, our maturity groups are being planted. The maturity groups are 3 to 5 and are being planted from early April to late July with no specific match between them. So our hypothesis in this study is that maturity group will affect the soybean yield if planted before mid of June, and the yield potential will decrease as planting date is delayed starting from mid of June. So the objectives were to evaluate the effect of planting date and maturity group on soybean seed yield and yield components, and also identify appropriate maturity groups to use according to the planting date. Starting with our maturity group, maturity methods, we have 2 years. First year, only one location, Stillwater. Second year, 2010, Stillwater and Oklahoma. In all sites and all 2 years, we had 6 planting dates and maturity groups 3, 4, and 5. So the maturity groups, we select them with several varieties based on the previous studies by the Oklahoma State University. And every time that you see PD and MG in the next slides, they refer for planting date and maturity group. And our planting dates were from early April to late July, and our maturity groups were from 3.8 to 5.6. This is just an example of one of our experimental designs, which was a split block. And one of these strips we can represent in this picture. It's an example of our plots at planting in Stillwater. And following for our maturity methods, for all sites, we used the Roundup Ready varieties. The row space was 0.76 meters, and our seed rate was 309,000 seeds per hectare, and we harvested those 2 inner rows of every plot. So the plots were kept free of pests and weed, and our yield components were determined from 1 square meter samples in all plots in both years. So we just collect the samples in 1.31 meters, represent 1 square meter. So overview of our plot in 2009. And I just want to call attention here for this first block. We have the first planting date, I mean only one planting date, and we can already see the difference between maturity groups, between an early maturity group which was 3.8 and a 4.4. So the 3.8 is more advanced in the phenological stage, probably is going to give us, as we're going to see later, lower yield compared to this 5.4 or 4.8. So as we planted those maturity groups that we call early maturity groups in early season. So we separate them in seasons for this first year of 2009 in Stillwater. So we have in all next graphs that you see, the YX yield and the XX the planting date. So for this first early season results, we have again the 3.8 showing a lower yield compared to 4.4 and 4.8, and maturity group were affecting yield as well as planting date was. So for late planting date, we have no effect of maturity groups, so we just combine the maturity groups to get the average. And here it's showing only the effect of planting date on yield. And it's obvious here, the reduction that we had was of 114 kilograms per hectare per week of delayed planting date. Again, same planting date, different maturity group. So it's easy to see the difference between each other. The shorter one is 3.8, which has a shorter plant, lower canopy closure, and lower leaf area. To start off our results in 2010, this is the Stillwater site. We can see in the first three planting dates that we had our better yields compared to those later planting dates. And we have both, again, interaction between planting date and maturity group effect on yield. And it's good to call attention here that the later maturity groups had a greater yield compared to those early maturity groups, 3.8 and 4.4. And for the later planting dates, starting from mid of June, and we have no much maturity group effect, and the planting dates were more effective, affecting yield. So with a reduction of 184 kilograms per week of delayed planting dates after mid of June again. To analyze our yield components, our results gave us too many tables, too many numbers. So this is just an example of the later plantings for 2010, which was similar than 2009. So this show you the primary yield components, pods per square meter and seeds per square meter, and also the secondary yield components, reproductive nodes per square meter and nodes per square meter, were affected by late planting dates. As we delay, we decrease our numbers. So the last site for 2010, Lahoma, we didn't have maturity group effect on yield. So again, we combined the maturity groups to get the average and showing only the planting date effect here. And again, those three first planting dates with better and greater yields compared to those later planting dates after mid of June. So, and this reduction in yield in later planting dates represent 195 kilograms per hectare per week of delayed planting starting from mid of June. In summary, we selected all planting dates to analyze the relative yield. So these planting dates are from those three sites, both years, combined. So we can see a linear plateau in those first planting dates that goes up to early June, and after early June, we can see easily a drop in the relative yield, and this loss represents 7% per week of relative yield loss. So our conclusions are that selection of adequate maturity group was important mainly for early planting dates, and planting dates from late April through early June provide greater yields compared to late plantings. And after June 1st, yield potential decreased as planting dates were delayed. And our primary and secondary yield components were the most affected by planting date. And I'll be happy to entertain any questions if I can.
Any questions?
Yes, sir.
You had greater yields at Stillwater with the earlier planting dates compared to Lahoma, where you had low yields.
Right.
Was there a difference in when the rainfall
fell? Yes, mainly the rainfall difference was the main effect of lower yields for Lahoma. Lahoma received a lower amount of rainfall. Yes? Excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm not hearing your question. That's only for the yield components. If we, our row spacing was 0.76 meters, so it's really hard to get a equal square meter every plot that you collect randomly. So we just went in plot and we calculate the what is a square meter in a linear meter square, and we collect these kind of representative plants. That is the average of the plot.
Yes, actually,
my question is, when you harvest 1 square meter area, you cover very low,
you don't cover 2 meters. Are those rows in less than 1 meter?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
When you harvest 1 square meter area,
right. Well, we covered only one row, only one, yes. And we transformed this square meter in a linear square meter to collect them. Yes?
Could you speak a little bit about how some of this work might have implications for crops in your rotation? So if you're planting cereals in the fall or cover crop, how these different trees are coming off? How do you come off and drying down?
So, just make sure I understood your question. Like, what's going to be the interaction of this study with cover crops?
Is that the focus was on yield, which is good.
Right.
But depending on the tree groups and the time of the planting, we're going to come up with dynamic times, and that's going to affect which of those fall.
Okay. Yeah, we tried to represent the real situation that happens in Oklahoma, which is the producers planting soybean after wheat, which is the most produced crop in Oklahoma, in a conventional system. So we tried only to represent the real situation for the producers. So we didn't make any evaluations with cover crop. That's something that could be done for sure.
Thank you, Alexander.
Thank you.